In Rutland, plans to resettle Syrian refugees are beginning in January are moving forward. That's despite questions about how the Trump administration might change U.S. refugee policy. Officials with the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program have found office space in Rutland, and they're recruiting for 3 full-time staffers. But some people there believe there aren't enough jobs for refugees in Rutland. There are also concerns that any jobs the newcomers get won't pay enough to support them and that they'll take away work from locals. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, though, many employers disagree.
The lunch rush is over, but the kitchen at Roots, a popular restaurant in Rutland, is still busy. And owner Donald Billings says he could use more help. He says he's had a hard time filling entry-level jobs like dishwashers, catering crews, food prep, and cleaners.
What we've seen is people want jobs but aren't willing to actually work what is required for the task.
He says he doesn't offer benefits for entry-level jobs, but pays slightly more than the state minimum wage, which will increase to $10 an hour next month. And he says he offers regular raises. At Rutland's Holiday Inn, manager Dave DeLacchia says he currently has a half dozen entry-level positions open with limited benefits.
My executive housekeeper just texted me, Tanya, please hire more housekeepers. We had one no-call, no-show, and Bethany just walked out without finishing her rooms.
Asked why he doesn't pay more for those jobs, he says Vermont's minimum wage already feels like a maximum wage for business owners. Judy Morton says nursing homes are almost always hiring. She oversees 2 facilities in Rutland where entry-level jobs do come with benefits. And she says pay for licensed nursing assistants starts between $11 and $13 an hour.
And that's why we run our own training classes, to try to encourage people to, you know, want to be a nursing assistant or, you know, be a housekeeper in a nursing facility. So there's many job openings.
When it comes to hiring refugees, all 3 employers admit language barriers could be a problem for certain jobs. And Morton says cultural issues could arise as older nursing home residents may be less open to interacting with staff who look or dress differently. But all say they'd welcome refugee applicants. They're motivated, says Donald Billings. And as an employer, that goes a long way.
The few that I've had interactions with here in Vermont or in New York, they're all in. Like, they're into work. They have survival mode.
But $10 an hour full-time translates into just under $21,000 a year before taxes. So more than one person in a refugee family may have to work or work multiple jobs. Billings points out that's not unusual for any low-income family in Vermont. Each refugee will get a one-time payment of $925 to help them get settled. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the median monthly rent in Rutland for a 1-to-2-bedroom apartment is $775. Public housing is available, but the wait list can be up to 3 years. And despite rumors to the contrary, housing officials in Rutland say refugees will not be put at the top of the list. Amelia Marjanovic, executive director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program, believes her staff will help refugees coming to Rutland find apartments and jobs quickly.
That first job may be an entry-level job, and it may be difficult in the beginning. But, you know, we've done this before, and people have thrived and then moved on. So we're certainly expecting the same with the Syrian population. What I'm hearing from my colleagues from around the country, they're very eager. They want to go to work.
Opponents aren't convinced, and many worry the newcomers will end up on welfare. The state doesn't track how many refugees receive public assistance in Vermont, but Marjanovic says in the last 5 years, Vermont's refugee resettlement program has brought in about 200 employable adults annually to Chittenden County.
At 8-month point, 88% of all employable adults were considered economically self-sufficient. And what that means is with their income, they are not eligible for public assistance.
She believes refugees coming to Rutland will quickly become self-sufficient as well. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.